Are men permitted to wear tight-fitted clothing? If that is meant by tight, for example, 501 jeans, which can show every part of your body, no. That is not allowed. Or any kind of other pants that is very tight to the extent where your body is actually shaped. Shaped, meaning there's no loose or roomy, you know, part of the body. It's just, in other words, when you wear jeans, they tuck the shirt in, and you can see the 28-inch waist, and then you can see the thighs, where it's just round, everything shaped, especially when you're in prayer. وَلْعَوْضُ بِاللَّهِ. You are not allowed to pray in that position, nor are you allowed to wear such tight clothes. In other words, a man should not wear tight pants. If he wants to wear trousers, he's allowed to wear trousers. If it's over his ankles or not below his ankles, it's got to be roomy, roomy, whereby if you look at you, you do not know the size of your thighs or the waist and so forth, and it's got to be untransparent. And that's pretty understandable, I think. But those that pray with trousers and they're tight, especially when you bow down, that is not correct Islamically. You should not pray with trousers if they're tight. In other words, not tight just by standing, but when you bow down, if they're tight and they can actually can feel the tightness of them, it's not acceptable Islamically. There's an authentic narration in Sahih Bukhari in regards of this. It says, if you got such wear, such dress, then wear a loincloth or a sironj or anything that is baggy. Wear a shirt that goes down to your thighs, down to your knees. That is more appropriate for a man's dress. That is more appropriate for a man's dress. As for those that like to show their waistline and so forth, just be careful. You know, especially after you're married, there's no longer need for that kind of stuff, even before you're married. You know, you've got to be very careful. There's a lot of fitna out there today. Not only from the ladies' section, but the man's section. How many evil is out there? Some scholars have mentioned that the awrah for the man is not the thighs, for example. But the majority of scholars say that even though it's not the awrah, which is the authentic narration testifies that it is, that you should still cover it so there will be no fitna, no affliction on behalf of men and women looking at you. So a man should always play it wise in his dress, let his clothes be baggy, and let his clothes be not below the garb, below the ankles. And likewise a lady, let her clothes always be baggy from head to toe and uncovering nothing in front of strangers except her face and her hands. And make sure that you do not wear anything tight, especially for the ladies. You do not go out with a skirt or jeans outside the house. Try your utmost ability to cover as much as possible. As much as possible.